In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. There has been a rise in COVID-19 cases among 18 to 25-year-olds in Colorado, and hospitalizations are at their highest since August. Dr. Connie Price is the chief medical officer at Denver Health and specializes in infectious disease. She tells Colorado Matters that increase could be because of college students going back to school.
And even if that group doesn't get hospitalized, their interaction with the community and potentially with at-risk people who do get hospitalized, then I think that is what we're seeing.
Price says she's starting to see that impact on hospitals, but that it's nowhere near the numbers seen in the first wave of COVID-19. Congress may be out of session, but talks are continuing over another round of coronavirus relief. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Talks between the White House and Democratic leaders continue to inch forward at a snail's pace. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke Monday, justifying their support for the cost of their plans. They're expected to speak again today. The House passed a revised version of the HEROES Act at just over $2 trillion. Mnuchin's offer comes in at around $1.6 trillion. The two sides are divided on issues like how much federal unemployment benefits to provide and how much aid to give to state and local governments. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
RTD is collecting public feedback this week on proposed changes to its bus and train schedules. The agency wants to run service more frequently on a handful of popular bus lines in Denver. That would mean cuts elsewhere. More information is on RTD's website. Widespread smoke across Metro Denver today, highs in the lower to mid-80s, haze in lower 80s for Grand Junction and Rangeley. Right now it's 48 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.